Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Now listen, if you missed the story yesterday, this was pretty cool. We were talking about the world record of turkey that was auctioned many moons.
How much it weighed,
36 kilograms or something stupid, I can't remember. And saying that that would be like Christmas lunch for the next like month, you'd have leftover turkey sandwiches. And then talking about turkeys, and then it turns out Donna owned a turkey back in the day that initially was intended to be fattened up so that then, Christmas time it could be festive, right? Only it didn't go that way.
Oh, no.
They gave the turkey a name, and then they couldn't. They didn't have the heart to get rid of the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, listen, first of all, thank you so much for allowing hubby to share that story with us yesterday, because I've never, ever spoken to a turkey owner. First of all, let me say that. So, second of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I don't know if it was so much that I allowed him.
Needless to say, people that didn't know that Donna was a turkey owner, yesterday they discovered, and your phone just went crazy.
Yeah, and I had a few very cocky comments about, and we can't really tell the rest of the story. Even one of my closest friends, when she had just, I didn't know you owned a turkey. Well, you kind of keep quiet.
Donna, what was the turkey's name?
Idiot. There was actually two. So we bought two to breed.
Okay.
But no one warned you that turkeys are ridiculously hard to breed. You just look at them and you're like, fall over and die. we had Idiot and Queenie. And the one lot of eggs, the irony of it, one of the babies wasn't doing so well, it was cold. Mm. So my mom decided to warm it up, and the only way to warm it up, she put it in the oven on a blanket.
No!
Oh my word.
But we didn't cook it, we just like, and then the worst thing is, Idiot started wobbling. So my mother decided, well, time to take him to the vet. So she doesn't even put him in a cage. She puts him under her arm and she goes to the vet.
Oh, no.
And you say to the vet.
Some of my two friends were there. So, of course, I was ripped off mercilessly. And it turned out that Idiot had a stroke. So for the rest of his life, he lived with us until his old age as a semi-paralyzed turkey. And then every time, you know, like a gobble, gobble, gobble. Every time he would gobble, he would fall over.
That is
so that's about turkeys. And then, so we didn't succeed at breeding turkeys. And then my mum says, maybe we should breed rabbits. Oh. My dad looks it up and he goes, you guys couldn't kill an ugly turkey. What are the chances?
Are they lovable? Do they respond to you? I mean, does a turkey when it becomes tame and almost becomes like a family?
It's a little bit like a chicken, you know.
Okay.
It kind of follows you, but I think it's more because of you got food or whatever.
Got you.
They kind of know who you are and whatever. But I mean, it's not like you would.
Well, Donna, you didn't give it the most affectionate name, calling it Idiot.
Yeah. But I love that. Because they're kind of a walk around, and they're like looking, and they're not the brightest of creatures.
They're stupid. And when the babies, it's ridiculous. And now I know why turkeys are so expensive, because the babies, so you'd have like 10 eggs,
right,
and maybe two would survive.
Mm. Oh, got you.
If the temperature's wrong, if they get stressed, they literally just fall over and die. The one lot, we had quite a few babies and couldn't understand why they were disappearing. So we weren't even finding the babies. We found out our Siamese cat was giving in and having Christmas dinner. And the Siamese cat was killing the babies.
Some more dinner being made. Lovely. I'll give them a little bit. Bang, gone. Thanks for coming. No wonder the poor idiot had a stroke. Donna, I'm just picturing your mom arriving at a vet with a turkey under her arm, and the vet looking going, you know, I've seen a lot of things in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And how they even diagnosed that the turkey's had a stroke.
I don't even know. It could have been just a thumb suck.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.